This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Good Monday morning to all the Junks listeners out there. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980 on the AM side, 910 The Fan if you're listening in Richmond, Virginia, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com to join their team. You got a three-man Junk show this Monday. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter, at Cakes Flops on the Instagram. Jason Bishop is here, too.
I am.
He is.
What's up?
John Paul Flame not here, still in traipsing around Europe. I think he's still in Switzerland. I could be wrong about that. Yeah. Eric Bickle here. He's never been to Switzerland last time I checked.
No, never will go. We'll die having never gone. Okay. And won't miss it. It's fine. I'm sure people love it. I'm just good right here.
You're good.
I'm good right here where we are.
Good in Los Estados Unidos.
Yes. Want to say a belated happy birthday to Valdez.
Yes, happy birthday.
It's for some reason I thought it was today, but it was yesterday.
Let me see here.
Oh, it's August 3?
Yeah.
My daughter is August 4. My daughter's today.
All right.
You're a day apart.
36?
38.
Oh, sorry. Getting up there, bro.
I appreciate it, Cakes.
I was
Thank
hoking you.
You
by 2 years. Yeah. Look at that. Just gifting you. That's my gift to you, Valdez.
I know you had a golf trip.
I did.
Did you guys celebrate on the trip, or did you celebrate when you got home? Or?
When I got home, went to my favorite restaurant, Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, very good. Nice.
You got a steak.
Excellent.
Got a little couple goodies. Got like some turnovers, apple turnovers. I brought them in today if you guys want some for breakfast.
Whoa. I had a blueberry turnover. Thank you.
I might have to dabble.
But
thank you.
Just another day to me.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. It's true. It's true, but it does get a little bit. They do get more depressing, I have to say. Trust me.
They inch toward depressing.
Oh,
I agree.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I
got you
too.
By like 18 years or whatever I got.
but thank you. I appreciate it.
So we go.
And thank you to everyone for their birthday wishes too.
That was very nice.
Good.
It's all the outpouring on social media.
Good.
Usually social media is just a cesspool of negativity.
Yeah.
And
did JP do
treachery.
That or Drab do that yesterday?
What?
Because all of a sudden my phone looked like it was going to explode with Noti.
Somebody said happy
with
birthday.
With Noti's, the Junks account
I have no idea.
Tweeted happy
I think
birthday.
It might have been JP.
Probably JP. He's pretty good with birthdays.
Do you think JP wished Valdez a happy birthday? Or do you think it was his friend Matt K?
Oh, is it Matt K?
I would actually, if it's you,
he's upset.
Props.
Yeah.
But I would have bet JP because he's good with birthdays, at least with ours.
Yeah, but he's on
with
vacation.
Yours,
so. Yeah.
He doesn't care about this room.
Yeah.
Well, I just think he just doesn't know him. He just knows
Yeah, he
ours.
Doesn't know him, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are clustered in like late July, early August. Mm-hmm. Now I remember. I'll remember that now.
I won't. I mean, I don't.
I won't remember.
No, I don't expect people to remember because I'm awful with birthdays and dates
too.
I'm
bad.
Like, it took me 10 years to realize Drabs was like 3 days in front of mine.
So you're August 3rd, is that correct?
Yeah, he's the 31st.
Yeah.
Wow.
July 31, August 3. Okay, I'll try to lock that
and
in.
Hold on, I'm gonna try one more time. 38 and 46.
I'm 5 years. Yeah. I don't even know. What are you doing? You know I'm not 46.
42.
You can't anger me. At 6:04 on a Monday morning. You know I'm not 46 years old. I'm not even close to that.
42. 42. 42.
See, we're on opposite ends of the spectrum. I hooked Valdez, and he's just horrible.
I just don't know what you are.
I'm 5 years older than Matt. I just turned 43.
43. Okay, 3 years away. I mean, wasn't that
46.
Far off? 43, 46. It's very
That's
close.
A big difference. 3 years is a lot.
Mid-40s.
You think birthdays aren't depressing?
Hey, well,
look at the anger.
I mean, 46 is butt old.
If you call somebody older than they are, and trust me, I did it to our both about 15 years ago. And I felt like a jerk when I did it. And he seemed upset.
I don't remember that.
Well, it was our pal Michael Hughes. He came in, and I think I added 8 to 10 years to his.
Is Michael really? Even whatever. Older than us? He might even have been younger than us. I don't even know.
No, I think he's older than us. Not by
he's
a
barely.
Lot.
But
he's
I'm going to say late 50s now.
Yeah. And he was none too pleased when I added a good 8 to 10 years to his. But again, I put my foot in my mouth.
Is he still hanging out in Naptown going to Davis's pub?
I don't know. I would imagine.
So. I don't think anything's changed.
He's still there.
Yeah. I don't think anything's changed.
Got a great house.
Why would you leave? You got a great house. You
got a great house right there on the water.
Great little setup.
Yeah, you could just walk to your local watering hole and you just walk home.
I still have his contact on my phone, but I never text him. I probably should.
Every once in a while, he'll text something like from July 4th or whatever when they're down there
on the water.
Watching the Blue Angels. Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I'll never forget, I walked in the bathroom and his wife was on the potty. I'll just never forget that.
And that's when you walk in on somebody.
I was like on a boat.
On a boat. Like, that's an intimate bathroom. Those bathrooms are not big. Like,
I think everybody might have had too much to drink.
And I think the booze is flowing.
I think I had to go, and then his wife was already on the toilet.
Yeah.
One or two.
Who knows? I didn't inspect.
Yeah. That's one where you just shut the door immediately. And your face blushes, and then it's awkward the rest of the afternoon.
I'm not sure she closed the door. I think that was the problem. I think she just was going.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could be the case.
Hilarious.
Man, August 4th. We are 5 days away from the first preseason game.
I think somebody had tweeted yesterday 5 Sundays before playing a real one.
Isn't that crazy?
It's fantastic.
So it's here. It's around the corner.
Sundays sounds kind of long. That's kind of deep. I know it'll go by quick, but
it'll be
5 days before the preseason game.
You close your eyes, you'll be here. We'll be discussing the opening weekend.
Opening week, yeah.
But I know over the weekend, I just wanted to mention quickly before it becomes passé. Yeah, you know, I finally did watch most of Happy Gilmore 2.
Okay.
Over the weekend, I had zero intention, but you know, when your kids want to do something with you. You know, anything to do something with your kids.
Yeah, we'll spend a couple hours with you. It's nice.
So she's my oldest daughter, Meg, said, "Hey, Dad, let's watch Happy Gilmore 2. I really want to watch it." And I go, "I really don't want to watch it, but if you want to, you know."
Sure. I'll do it for you. I'll make that sacrifice.
I'll sit there with you with the computer on my lap. Mm-hmm. And I'll watch it with you.
Mm-hmm.
What hot garbage.
Awful.
Your team drab.
I mean, the best part of it. The
only redeeming value. Happy 38 over there thinks it's the greatest movie ever.
Whatever floats your boat.
Second. Top Gun Maverick, number one.
That's right.
If you like it, you like it.
Yeah. Did you actually watch the entire thing?
I don't know, 60%, 70% of it. Yeah. I mean, the only interesting part of it was my daughter's documenting every cameo, right? That's kind of what the movie seems like it is. It's just like, oh, that's so-and-so.
That. Yeah.
Oh, that's Adam Sandler's daughter. Oh, that's so, you know. That's the most interesting part.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else, I mean, I don't think I saw Happy Gilmore 1. The absurdity of the whole thing. You know, all of a sudden he's retired. Now he's going to go out there and immediately, like, competing. It's just the stupid. It's just so stupid. Right. I can't believe the popularity.
Well, yeah. I mean, everyone's talking about it.
Yeah. It was worse than I thought, which was hard to believe.
I might have liked it 30 years ago.
And that was with you, like, only paying probably 60% attention with your laptop. If you really dialed in, you would have thought
it was actually me, my wife, and my daughter. And so I was more locked in because they were making fun of me for having my computer out. So I did watch a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, I just couldn't believe how dumb it was.
Dumb to dumb dumb.
And so, you know, whatever floats your boat.
Golf.
Yeah, I don't even, you know.
He didn't even make it to the maxi golf. I mean, that's when it really got
remind
bad.
Remind me of the maxi golf.
Yeah, that's when it went really sideways.
The rival league.
The rival.
Oh, yeah. No, they talked about that the whole time. Yeah.
No, until they actually got to the tournament.
That's about maybe when I bailed. I mean, I made it, I'd say more than half, but it was just so dumb. I mean, obviously, like they were taking shots. There was like a way of taking shots at Liv, right? Or that gave them a storyline. I guess that was maybe mildly interesting, like 1% interesting.
Hey, wait until Happy Gilmore 3 comes out.
I mean, I'm sure they'll do it. And, you know, God bless everybody making all that money.
Sure.
But, I mean, God, what a stupid movie.
There were Liv golfers in it, right?
I think Bryson DeChambeau was in it, right?
Because Bryson was Brooks. Was Brooks in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were still taking shots.
I mean, I
at
saw Liv. The scene and they were all, you know, that's what she said. And, you know, it's so dumb.
You didn't like the Eminem cameo.
I mean, it's just so
I don't think
dumb.
He got that far.
I'm not sure I got to the Eminem
part. He probably
did. I got about 60% maybe.
I forgot finally, what he did. I forgot what he played in the movie, but it was a short.
Yeah,
a short scene.
He played the heckler.
The heckler. Okay, yeah. I'd forgot.
Jackass.
I mean, that must have been. I mean, is that the whole point? Like, let's see how many cameos we can put in this.
I think
thing?
That was a big
part
focus
of it, right?
Of it. Yeah,
yeah. Because clearly, nobody cared about like
a script.
Yeah, or like anything looking
a real tangible
anything
story,
looking normal or real or even being. Funny.
Mm-hmm. Did they film it at a popular course that we would know? Where did they?
I don't
know.
Where
they filmed it?
Wouldn't have any idea, Jason.
Somewhere in California,
Augusta.
Yeah. I wouldn't have any idea.
Could you imagine those crotchety dudes in Augusta letting them film that debacle on their course?
All right, so you didn't like it because you thought it wasn't believable.
I mean, I just had my hard time.
It was just over the top.
The whole thing is just so dumb. Yeah. The hockey swing. I mean, everything about it is dumb. I mean, everything about it.
Yeah, but you knew
I mean,
that going in. You knew that before you even said
it. That's why I didn't really want to watch it.
Right.
This is what I don't understand about everyone who goes, it's so unbelievable. I mean, it's so dumb. It could never happen. The whole premise of Happy Gilmore is based around somebody who crow hops at a golf ball to hit it 450 yards.
Yeah. Right. And I can't handle it. It's too dumb. So yeah, did he hit like a hole in one on one of them, or like everything goes in? It's like, what is going on here? This is so dumb. I just can't, you know. I guess I just hate dumb sports movies in particular.
I hate that.
But you know, if people are happy, I'm glad people are happy. I'm glad people enjoyed it. It just. I didn't think it was for me,
right.
And it's definitely not for me.
Confirmed your prior biases.
It actually made me sour on the entire movie industry as a whole.
Oh, really?
Now, I don't want to say all movies today are horrible.
Yeah.
Just 99%, would say.
But think about, I mean, even the non-sports dumb comedy, like The Hangover. Mm-hmm. I'm just throwing The Hangover out there. I mean, that's stupid, too. It's over the top,
the
stupid,
hangover,
impossible.
Pretty good though.
It's
pretty
like,
funny.
That's what I'm saying.
Oscar winner.
That is pretty funny.
The Hangover is a zillion times. Better.
I know, but it's over the top, stupid.
It is. It is.
I mean, Mike Tyson's hanging out in the hotel room.
I know. Well, but, John Daly living in the garage. I mean, just everything about it is so dumb.
Okay.
But whatever. If people liked it, I'm glad people liked it.
Hey, at least you gave it a shot.
I'm not going to say
I tried it.
He did not give it a shot. He went in with sour expectations.
No, my expectations were low, of course. But, you know, wrong often.
It's not low. You hated the movie. You hated the concept of the movie before you even turned it on.
Probably true. But I, you know, my daughter wanted to watch it, so... You know, it was like 8 o'clock.
You gave it a shot.
On a Friday night.
You
kind of
gave it a shot.
You tried it.
I tried it.
You tried it. You didn't like it.
It's like, I can't believe how dumb this is.
Not for you. And I went to bed at like 9:30. it was so dumb. But I'm glad people liked it.
You didn't even make it to the tilted twist-a-whirl green part at the end. Whatever that was.
He probably would have thrown a shoe
you would have broken
through his
your,
TV.
Yeah.
At that point.
I mean, I don't know.
So you...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I see. I give it a 0 out of, out of 5.
How dumb is Stripes? How dumb is Stripes?
But so much better than
this. This is so funny.
I mean, Bill Murray. I mean, yeah.
So funny.
Yeah, I mean, those guys are at the height of their careers.
So you give it a 0 out of 5.
I would give it a 1 just based on, only based on just, my daughter helped document all the cameos. Okay. That kept me interested. Mm-hmm. Mildly.
So Rory and Scotty kept you a little interested.
Well, I mean, obviously I know who those guys are, but yeah. She's like, oh, that's Adam Sandler's daughter. Or that's
did she even know who the old? Did she know who Jack Nicklaus was and Freddie Couples? Like,
she knew Jack. I'm not sure she knew Freddie Couples.
You didn't laugh at the Blueberry Jubilee.
No.
I'm guessing very few yucks coming out of this
was
guy.
My boy.
I didn't laugh once.
Is there a backstory to that? I didn't even get it. Why did he keep saying Blueberry Jubilee?
I don't know. It's just some dumb joke.
Why was that
kept
so funny?
Hammering. I know. I don't know.
It was just Freddie Couples had a sweet tooth.
Right.
Just making me laugh.
Was my boy Johnny Miller in it?
I don't
was
recall
he
in? Johnny
he was,
Miller.
I didn't see him.
There were a million cameos. I guess he didn't make the cut.
Yeah. He might have been in there.
All right, coming up on a Monday show, we will talk to Nikki Javala. She's now the senior writer for The Athletic. We'll talk Commanders with her. We'll dive into the Junk's sports page when we come back here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.